Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here to kick off the third hour of the show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Matt, and Bonnie joining you here tonight. Of course, you can always bring up anything you want to discuss. It's completely up to you sometimes what we will talk about here, but otherwise we bring up things that we think you'll find interesting. And it looks like Shakira is still under attack in Europe over in Spain. She's apparently paying up the tax. So-called authorities wasn't enough to satisfy them. They want blood. They want to put her in a prison cell.
So Shakira did nothing wrong.
Yeah, and we can talk about that coming up here. Tulsi Gabbard also making the headlines for leaving the Democratic Party. We'll see what she had to say as well. But you know what? Since we were talking about Russ Ulbricht in the last hour, I actually have a different story related to him. It's a letter to Russ Ulbricht. So we just read a letter from, a blog post from Russ Ulbricht, which was posted on his Medium account at medium.com. RussUlbricht.medium.com. This was written over at moneyandstate.com by a longtime supporter and fan listener of Free Talk Live, Eric Voorhees. He is the founder of a great cryptocurrency company called Shapeshift, which, interestingly, decentralized itself last year. They were a centralized corporation, and Shapeshift decided that they wanted to become a decentralized autonomous organization. So,
and they can do that because they're shapeshifters.
And Eric is no longer in charge as a result of that, so he used to be the CEO, and now he's just Eric Voorhees, who's one of many holders of the Shapeshift Fox tokens. That's a whole other story about the success story of that company becoming no longer a corporation and becoming a decentralized autonomous organization. That's not the point of his letter, though, where he wrote a letter to Russ Ulbricht, which was brought to him via a friend's visit to see him in prison in September. He says, Russ has been caged, double life sentence plus 40 years for the quote-unquote crime of operating a website, which is Silk Road, which enabled consenting adults to buy and sell various drugs deemed illegal by the U.S. government. Silk Road made drug use safer for thousands of people and was one of the early demonstrations of Bitcoin's power to enable peaceful economic interaction. And then he says you can learn more at freeross.org. He says, if we refer to ourselves as a society of free individuals, prohibition must end. So this is Eric's letter to Russ. He says, hello, Russ. Perhaps you remember me from several years ago. My name is Eric Voorhees. I've been a Bitcoiner forever and had the great privilege of meeting you back in 2017, I believe, at the prison near Pueblo, Colorado. Your mother was kind enough to make the arrangements. This letter comes to you through Renee, a mutual friend and, or rather, of one of my good friends, Danielle. I received from you a letter months later, and it remains a treasured possession sitting in my desk drawer. For myself, Danielle, and our entire circle of close friends, your story and your struggle remain frequently in our thoughts. I can imagine the feeling from inside prison is one of being forgotten, wondering whether those on the outside remember who or where you are. Well, we absolutely do. We speak of you often at our barbecues, we lament your imprisonment, we discuss your bravery, and we wonder if someday, somehow, you'll be released. Back when we met, I told you that what you did inspired a great many people, and indeed kickstarted a revolution in how human beings interact economically. I know your goal was to demonstrate peaceful interaction among humans, reforming an otherwise chaotic and dangerous market. You accomplished this, despite the horrible consequences which befell you afterward. As they say, as my own comment, no good deed goes unpunished. And the government of the federal government in the United States is punishing him harder than anyone else in his position.
It's because they're not the people who get to determine what is moral and what isn't. They just go after people who do things against their own interests, which are completely immoral.
Yeah, they want to continue the war on drugs, and they want to keep filling their prison cells with warm bodies, and they are mad because Ross Ulbricht made their job harder.
They're making too much money with the cartels because of things being illegal for people to make it easy for drugs to be dealt safely.
Well, yeah, Bonnie DeBlanc said that the CIA is actually secretly dealing drugs and funding itself through that.
So, and who would ever be able to investigate and figure out? I mean, we don't have the power to do that. The only thing is the government investigating itself if anything ever came out.
That's not going to happen.
Even if they did, they'd just be like, okay, nothing to see here. We investigated ourselves like they always do.
Eric says, one thing that struck me from our discussion years ago was your disconnection from the state of Bitcoin's development and advancement, and perhaps from the state of the broader world, unable to witness how it was changing. To help remedy that just a bit, I'd like to use this letter to convey a couple of insights about the world from which you've been alienated, the world you had an immense part in shaping, regardless of whether you recognize it from within your prison. Because, look, as an aside, if you're behind bars, I mean, thankfully I've never gone to prison, but I've been in jail for a few months of my life, several probably at this point, but if you've been behind bars, you know, it's like time is going slowly. You're actually transported to the past in a lot of ways because you can only get your news from newspapers or television news. Like, you're restricted to all the old media. And if you're lucky, you've got a friend on the outside that might print out some stories for you from that you might find interesting from some other news source besides the county newspaper or whatever, because that's otherwise that's all you get. And, of course, they're not reporting on Bitcoin 99% of the time, and if they are, it's probably a story about how Bitcoin's dead or whatever. So that's what you're going to get from the mainstream media. So, of course, Ross Ulbricht is, you know, I suspect people are sending him stories in there, but he's pretty disconnected, all that considered.
Maybe we should do a mail to jail for Ross Ulbricht and rally the troops and get everybody to send him a little something.
It's always a good idea. The address is over at freeross.org. I mean, it's pretty easy to send a mail. So please do. I'm sure he'd appreciate hearing from you, even if he doesn't know who you are, even if, you know, you don't, you know, you're not some superstar or whatever, and you're just a person who cares about him. It's just nice to get mail from anybody.
When he was in jail, it was really sad how many people told me, like, listen, I started trying to write him something, and I just couldn't think of anything. And it's just like, you can write, I mean, just imagine having nothing to do and receiving a letter just about what somebody did throughout their day and what they thought about. Whatever they felt like talking about is just, like, better than nothing.
Absolutely. So he says, first on Bitcoin, he says, I can't believe to describe to you, or can't begin, rather, to describe to you the phenomenon that has been unleashed upon the world. Bitcoin is big. It's a market worth hundreds of billions of dollars, with tens of billions traded on a daily basis. It is hard to find a person today who isn't a little familiar with it. Everyone knows the name, hundreds of millions can describe the basics of what it is, and tens of millions around the world own some and cherish it. Nearly every government has talked about it, written papers on it, tried to regulate various aspects of its use, and pretended to nurture its innovation while also pretending not to smother it. The scale of what has unfolded is immense, and it's become a true David versus Goliath story, one through which we have only thus enjoyed the first few chapters. And Bitcoin has inspired an entire industry and ecosystem of similar technologies built on similar principles, that money and finance should be open, immutable, borderless, and free from central control. Despite many scams, false starts, and failed projects, this industry is thriving. It is out of control in the very best sense of the term. It cannot be stopped, cannot be arrested, cannot be caged. The past year has been fairly dismal for the price and public enthusiasm, but this happens in cycles, and while crypto hums along, the world's fiat financial system is quaking, ravaged by inflation, increasingly brittle and manipulated. The lifeboats now sit waiting, and those of us already inside can only be grateful for every innovator, builder, and risk-taker that has brought this salvation to us. We are grateful for you, Ross, and we do not forget your role. Second, on drugs. I lament the state of the world in many ways, governments encroaching further into the lives and liberties of people, while these same people often cheer it on and beg for more, oblivious to the path down which they march. And yet, outside of the glorious crypto revolution, there has been one other clear, irrefutable bright spot in American society, at least. Perspective on drug use is changing. So a little bit more here from Eric Voorhees and his letter to Ross Ulbricht.
Beautiful.
We'll share it, and you can share your thoughts as well. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join the show here and bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're sharing a letter to Ross Ulbricht from Eric Voorhees. He is one of the founders, the founder, I think, of Shapeshift, which is a great, good old crypto website. It's been around for many years and has changed form over those years. It has gone from being used by anyone without an account to exchange one crypto for another to being threatened by the government, as I understand it. At least that's what seems to have happened, where they were threatened and they were told, you better make people have accounts or else we're going to hurt you. And so they made people have accounts at that point. Their business took a huge dive after that, and they still managed to stick around until they finally got to the point where they could implement a decentralized exchange technology called ThorChain behind the scenes of Shapeshift, and now they don't require accounts anymore.
Nice.
And then they decentralized the company. They took it from a centralized corporation and eliminated the corporation over a period of 6 months. They had to kind of whittle things down and shut centralized systems down and transfer to a decentralized autonomous organization. That whole story on its own is really fascinating.
Yeah, so what you're saying is Eric Voorhees is also a hero, just like Ross Ulbricht.
He's definitely a leader and a longtime Bitcoin investor, somebody who's been a huge influence, I think, on a lot of people.
And those boys are sharp. Some of the sharpest minds in the world today are working on cryptocurrency and have, and the earliest ones to market are the sharpest ones.
Yeah, and Eric is also noteworthy because he's a Free State Project early mover. He migrated here to New Hampshire. He doesn't live here now, unfortunately, but he had to move elsewhere for his business. Hopefully we'll see him back someday. But yeah, he's definitely one of the movers and the shakers. So he's talking about the amazing success that has been Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, and he's just trying to relay a little fraction of that to Ross Ulbricht, who, of course, is the founder of the Silk Road, sitting in prison for two life sentences plus 40 years. And he just wanted to share with him also another success, and that is that the American perspectives on drug use is finally changing. He says, you're certainly aware that marijuana is legal in many states already, as in fully recreationally legal. It sits on store shelves, and civilized individuals walk in, compare prices, brands, and potencies, talk with friendly counter staff, purchase nicely packaged product, and walk out. It is peaceful, it is cooperative, and these are rarely drug addicts ruining their lives, but rather normal individuals who enjoy the experience of altered states of consciousness in various forms. Within a decade, I believe marijuana will be legal federally in the United States. And maybe they took the first step this week, by the way, with the Biden administration, Biden announcing he was pardoning all federal cannabis possession cases. So everybody who's been convicted of possession, simple possession, not a huge deal, but it's still something. It's something the feds have never done in the history of the war on drugs. And in addition, he did request that his administration investigate changing the scheduling of cannabis. Now, they're just investigating. They haven't actually changed it. So, in theory, you can still get arrested for possession of cannabis if you're on a federal park or something like that. But maybe these things are starting to change at the federal level. He says, so he thinks it'll be legal federally in the U.S. Perhaps all those innocent people locked in cages for their non-crimes will be released. It is feasible. But beyond marijuana, there are exciting developments in the medical research of various psychedelics as well as MDMA. Reputable scientific institutions are running studies revealing shockingly positive results. MDMA is being recognized not only as a successful treatment for afflictions like PTSD, but actually as perhaps the single best treatment ever revealed. In many cases, people have been outright cured through these treatments. People's lives are being saved by these drugs. And psychedelics are showing similar strong effects in treating various psychological afflictions. He says, beyond the medical research, a book and documentary series by Michael Pollan has gone mainstream called How to Change Your Mind. This book presents the history of the science of psychoactive drugs in the U.S., how it was smothered out despite promising results, and how this research is finally coming back to the United States and Europe over the last decade. All such drugs remain Schedule 1 in the U.S., meaning that they have, quote-unquote, no medical value. This dubious classification is misguided to the point of absurdity, and it must break at some point. The data is too strong, the scientific and cultural momentum becoming too great.
Too many people know about it, No, I mean, it's just like it's always been there. The scientific evidence has always been there, but it's just most people didn't know about it.
Well, more so recently, there have been a lot more studies that have been officially allowed to happen in the U.S. due to the FDA actually approving certain levels of these studies, and it's been slowly kind of ramping up over the last 20 years. So not only are there more studies available in the last two decades, but as you say, more people know about it now, Bonnie. It's, you cannot keep this information in the same way that you used to be able to before the internet. Now, anyone with an internet connection can easily inform themselves about these things, whereas, you know, in the 1990s and before that, you couldn't really know what was going on unless you went to a Terrence McKenna speech or did an extreme level of research. Now anyone with, you know, a search engine can get the latest news on psychedelic testing. So they can't keep it a secret anymore. He says, I convey all this to you, not to drudge up memories of what got you in trouble, but to make sure you're aware of the truly good things happening outside, themes toward which you've been a pioneer and a champion. So while you sit in there with this stoic resolve and inspiring perspective that we all see and appreciate through your posts on Twitter, know that your hand has furthered two societal revolutions occurring at the same time. Please keep the communications going. Hundreds of thousands of people know who you are, why you're important, and hope, work, and pray for your release someday. As you've discovered in the darkest of places, life is beautiful and worth living wherever you are. Sincerely, Eric Voorhees.
What a great letter.
Yeah. Just beautiful. We'll link to that and also the post by Ross himself on our social media, which you can follow us over at social.freetalklive.com. That is our social media platform. Unfortunately, Ross isn't on our platform. He is still on Twitter, but he does post there fairly regularly. I think it's Real Ross U. I believe it's
his
handle.
How does he post?
He, you know, sends his post to his family, or
and somebody does it for
his mom or his sister.
So he's not allowed to have a cell phone in there, or anything like that.
No, they don't let you do that stuff.
Hmm.
I mean,
I thought that
some prisoners have them, but they're not supposed to.
No, I thought that like you can get a tablet. Like,
yeah, you can get tablets in some prisons. I don't know if the feds are doing tablets.
Well, isn't Chris Cantwell in a federal prison, or is it state?
He is. He's in a federal prison.
Yeah, he has tablets sometimes. Tablet access sometimes.
Okay,
according to his friend.
I did not know that. That's good news for him, I guess. They usually charge you through the nose for accessing things like this, but I think prisons and jails are realizing that they can pacify their prisoners more if they just allow them some niceties like that. You know, they're more likely to be happy if they can send a text message to somebody,
like,
at home.
If you've experienced having access to the internet, suddenly being not allowed to have access to the internet is just, like, torture, honestly. Like, sounds silly, but, like, I don't know, when the feds stole my phone, I just felt so like the world was really, really awful until I got the phone back.
Well, you have to also remember,
well, not
even
back,
though they'll give,
me
a
phone.
They'll give you a tablet, but it's not internet access. You don't have unfettered web access on these systems. They'll give you a paid email app where you have to pay by the, you know, by the word or by the email or something like that.
And it's a ridiculous amount of money.
Yeah, it's expensive, and they limit the number of people that you can email, and so there's going to be some restrictions.
At least you can, like, play games instead of just sitting there out of your mind, because seriously,
well, you don't,
most people don't do that anymore.
You can get books in most jails and in prisons, so hopefully you can do that at the very fair minimum. But more on the way here, and you can join the show on...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Nicholas Cruz was spared the death penalty by a jury for the murders of 17 people at a Parkland, Florida high school in 2018. Instead, the jury decided to recommend he spend his life in prison without parole. Prices continue to rise according to the September Consumer Price Index, but the year-over-year increase is slower than reported this summer. While appearing on Fox Business, Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady says he believes inflation will continue to be a problem in the United States.
It's clear we're going to see high inflation. It's persistent, and right now there's no end in sight.
The Democratic-led January House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol voted to issue a subpoena to former President Donald Trump for testimony and documents. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tulsi Gabbard leaving the Democratic Party. We can talk about that on the way. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. On the way in less than 2 weeks, closer to 1 week at this point, the Free Cities Foundation's annual conference, Liberty in Our Lifetime, is happening in Prague, October 21st through the 23rd. Our very own Mark Edge is going to be speaking at the conference. You can go there and get 20% off your tickets, but you got to do that in advance. So go to lifetimeliberty.com, code FTL20, and save 20% on your tickets to Liberty in Our Lifetime. It's happening in Prague, October 21st through the 23rd. If you're not planning this thing yet, you're getting to the point of it's getting to be too late, but maybe you can make this work if you get cracking on it now, but your time's running out. LifetimeLiberty.com, code FTL20. You can go see Mark and some other great speakers there in Prague. So we go to Dave Ridley. He's on the line in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Ridley.
Hey, guys. Well, you know the saying, imitation is a sincerest form of flattery. And apparently, there is now an attempt at forming a Free State project in Canada.
Yeah, I've heard about this. Is this the one in the little, not island, but that place like all the way to the east next to Maine?
Newfoundland?
Nova Scotia?
Oh, Nova Scotia.
It's New Brunswick.
That's it, Brunswick. New Brunswick.
It has a population of about 800,000.
Okay.
So it, you know, it is half the size of New Hampshire, but the number of Canadians is so much smaller than the number of New Hampshireites. I mean, sorry, yeah, the number of Canadians is so much smaller than the number of Americans to pick from, that they'll have fewer people to pick from than we did.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very closely modeled on the Free State Project, and I guess they have Free Stater advisors. It looks like they didn't have an election to decide which state they would use. They only had 10 provinces to pick from, and it may have been kind of obvious. I'm not sure. I think there was some indication that maybe Alberta should have been picked, or some people might think Alberta should have been picked, and they tried to address that. But
Alberta's huge. I mean, at least with New Brunswick, I'm looking at the map here, it looks like it might be about the same size, maybe slightly smaller than Maine. So it is still a much larger landmass than New Hampshire is, but way smaller than most of the Canadian provinces.
I like hearing this because it's hard to, we have the hundreds of Canadians that want to move to New Hampshire, the Free State Project, but it's very, very difficult for them mm-hmm. to get out of their own country.
Well, one thing I noticed, too, is, you know, I've been in the Free State movement since 2002, and I've been in New Hampshire since 2004, and I've only met, to my knowledge, one Canadian, a Quebecois gal, and I've never met anyone else here in the movement from Canada. So I guess it's not like a spigot's going to be turned off because we don't have one going right now.
Well, for one thing I was going to say when you first brought this up is just, like, when are people going to realize that this is a thing that shouldn't be duplicated because everybody should go to the same place? But one thing about Canada is it's harder to immigrate, so maybe these are just a group of people that literally can't immigrate to the United States, so therefore they're doing their own thing up there. Kind of makes sense.
Which I think is fantastic. My only question is, how are they going to get away from the... Because they don't really function like states and the federal government of the United States do. How are they going to have to pull New Brunswick completely out of the federal government of Canada in order to successfully pull this off, right?
Well, we would have to pull out of the federal government of the United States.
Yeah. Is that the same, though?
Yeah, I don't know what the process would be. I mean, our plan here was to just put it up to a vote of the people and say, bye-bye,
yeah,
you know,
later.
Declare our independence.
Yeah.
If they have the numbers and they have the, I guess, the stick-to-itiveness, you know, the gumption to do this, I mean, they're probably not going to roll troops in there, are they? I mean, what are the odds?
They did it in Ontario to the truckers.
That's right.
They rolled troops in there.
They didn't do it to Quebec when Quebec tried to become independent. They handled it the central government handled it pretty responsibly. And even though, like, on paper, Canada has less freedom than the United States, but in practice, they've been becoming more decentralized. The provinces have been gaining more power over the years, and the central government, I don't know so much about the last 10 years, but as of 10 years ago, that was pretty much true, as I understand it.
What is the project called? Does it have a name?
The New Brunswick Free Province Project, I think is what it's called.
Yeah, I've seen them posting on Twitter. I don't know how things are going with their project. Are they giving any kind of updates on membership numbers? Can we get any kind of idea of how this is going? Did it just get started this year? What's the timetable looking like?
I believe the website said they started in 2021, and I did not see any kind of, like, breaking news. This happened, that happened, we're doing this, that. It was just more like it feels like they're just now forming, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good for them.
Yeah, I hope it works out for all those who cannot escape to New Hampshire, although certainly many have pointed out that there's plenty of eligible bachelors here in New Hampshire for any Canadian libertarian women and, you know, gay guys or whatever that want to make the move down here and get hitched. I mean, that is a pretty easy way from what I understand. I mean, nothing's easy.
I don't think it's that simple.
They get into your business.
They really get into your business. U.S. government wants to know everything about your beautiful love, and they want to make sure that you're for real. And even when it is, a lot of people get denied.
It's not easy as in just anything, but compared to the other ways that you can get citizenship, it's easier.
It's less arduous.
Yeah. The other one's like having a business, like you have to have a big old business and like $1 million and mm-hmm. stuff like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that if you really are in love, then that's a way in. It is definitely a way in. So you can certainly come to visit and meet people and see how it goes.
You know, my old boss was Australian and her husband was from Arkansas. And this is a woman who was the CEO of a major drug company in Australia mm-hmm. when she left. And she still has to go to green card meetings as of last year. So she's still, she's been in the country for, she's actually moved away from the country to England and back since then. And she's still got it. In order to keep her U.S. citizenship, she's still got to go to these green card meetings with him. It's ridiculous.
It's one of the reasons why we need to secede as soon as possible. 100%. But interesting, Ridley. Anything else you want to share?
That's all.
Thanks for the call tonight. That's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. As we continue here, Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Go ahead, Sarah.
I'm just really proud of myself. I already mailed in my ballot today.
Well, pat yourself on the back.
I'm just always nervous, though. I'm a nitpick, you know, I'm always afraid that I did something wrong, but I did sign it. I did put my name, and I filled out the address.
Was it all Democrats that you voted for?
Well, yeah, the ballot is very peculiar, because they want you to retain, do you want to retain this judge? And every single one of the 8 judges were all Democrats.
Did you vote for Monica Zamora? Sorry, M. Monica Zamora?
Yeah, the one that David hates so much. Yeah, that I always vote for her.
Dang, terrible.
Yeah.
So, Sarah, why do you think anyone cares that you voted by mail?
Yeah, I just, you know what, I just, Why should anybody care? I'm just saying that I'm proud of New Mexico that it's available to us. And this year, it has blue. It's distinctive.
This year? Wasn't it always a possibility? And it's called an absentee ballot. I mean, those things have been around forever.
Right, but you know what? I got mine as soon as they mailed it out. They mailed it out. I don't know. I got mine the 11th, and then the next day I'm just mailing it in right afterwards. So the last day to mail it in is November 8th. So I've got it done. I'm just really proud of myself.
And you have to understand, Sarah doesn't work. So
I understand.
This is, an accomplishment.
How does one live if they don't work?
Welfare.
Theft.
You just stealing.
I have disability.
No, other people steal for
welfare.
Her.
Disability is welfare.
Okay. Yeah, it's welfare. If you can work, Sarah, and you can, I'm sure of it, because you call our show every single night, like clockwork. If you can work, and you're getting a payout for not working, that is by definition welfare. Out of time for tonight with Sarah. We got more time for you if you join us. The number is 603-283-6160 in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live. If you want to join us now, you should get on the line. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Remain here. Enough time for you. If you want to join us now, the number is 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian,
Matt,
and Bonnie.
And don't forget, you can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. There's a documentary that is in production about the Crypto Six, of which I am one. We had the FBI raid our studio in March of 2021. The drama is not over yet. There's still a trial to come for me that's scheduled for as soon as December. The independent film crew that is looking to make this documentary, they did come out last year and they did some shooting. They put together a 9-minute long trailer that you can watch over at BalladOfTheCrypto6.com. That's the number 6, BalladOfTheCrypto6.com, where you can also become an Indiegogo backer and you can earn perks that go from t-shirts to possibly even hosting Free Talk Live and dining with some of your favorite co-hosts. You can go to BalladOfTheCrypto6 with the numeral 6.com to watch the trailer and get behind.
You mean the number 6? Because isn't numeral like X or V1? Oh, I don't know.
No, that would be Roman.
Roman numerals.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, we continue here. We did just get a phone call from somebody off the air. Normally, I don't really talk about people that call the show and don't want to go on the air, but this particular gentleman was calling he was calling from inside a federal prison, and so that was, I guess, the reason why he didn't want to be heard. But he says he listens every single night at this, thankfully we're on broadcast radio in the area of this federal prison, so he listens constantly. And he wanted to let us know that, to what Bonnie was saying before, there are tablets that are coming to federal prisons. He says they're expected in, I think, November of this year. So it sounds like they don't have them yet, but they're coming. And and I asked him about, or he mentioned cell phones as well. He says a lot of guys in there have cell phones. And I said, well, isn't it true that that's not legal? They're not supposed to. And he said, yeah, they're not supposed to.
Oh.
But apparently they come in on drones.
Which is awesome.
And I asked him, well, how do they charge them? He says, well, they have chargers. I said, well, does that mean you have outlets in your prison cells? And he says, yes. So, like, normally, I guess maybe it's if you're not on, this would be for a prisoner to actually answer, but I'm guessing if you're not on, like, the whole, like, you're locked down kind of thing, then you probably have, quote-unquote, privileges, and that includes access to some form of electricity. In fact, I've even heard some prisons where you can like, order a television on a commissary for your prison cell. So I don't know if that's true in federal prison or not, but I've heard that story. So apparently if you can get a phone smuggled into you, then there's a way to charge it if you're in federal lockup.
Well, okay then. According to clarification on that.
According to one of our listeners in federal prison in Texas. Tulsi Gabbard, she made the news this week. She says she's leaving the Democratic Party, this according to WashingtonExaminer.com, denouncing lawmakers on the left for promoting policies that she says, quote, racialize every issue and stoke anti-white racism. In a video announcement released Tuesday, Gabbard called on other members of the party to abandon the Democratic Party, accusing the left of only protecting the, quote, powerful elite. Unquote. She says it's not clear, what party Gabbard plans to join next or if she intends to remain independent. Quote, I can no longer remain in today's Democratic Party that is now under the complete control of an elitist cabal of warmongers driven by cowardly wokeness.
It has been under the control of that cabal forever.
I mean, it's just like she purposely used those words to like signal to the right to vote for her.
I agree.
It's just, like, trashy. It's, like, internet ghetto slang.
Well, and this is, again, like, 2 days after videos came out of her running through, like, a gun maze where, you know, gun training where she's firing weapons and you know, being badass or whatever. She's totally pandering to the right.
And it's, totally. Like, people who didn't know that she's a gun rights infringer might think, oh, she's just always been cool on guns. But
no.
Not at all.
Nope, hasn't at all. She believes in quote-unquote common sense gun control and called for it right after Uvalde this year. And
it was that recent?
Yeah, and people are immediately forgetting that.
Wow. Well, isn't she claiming she's changing her opinion?
She didn't even come right out and give any actual details at all or any, like, stance. She just put out a video of her, you know, in tight pants doing gun things and then said, oh, there's a cabal and I'm an independent-minded Democrat.
I bet those Republicans are getting all hot and bothered about her.
I'm sure. They're going right into Sarah Palin territory again.
That's so funny. That's exactly what I said. That's exactly what Ian said. Now that's what he said to you. And LPNH is even Virgin posting about her the other day.
No.
They posted a picture of her.
Didn't they delete it, though?
They immediately deleted it after I said that they were Virgin posting. They posted a picture
good
of
job,
her.
Bon.
Her
put those guys in their place.
Looking really big, and they said, if she wants to walk back gun control, we're happy to support her and watch.
Look, if she's changing her position, that's good, but you're saying, Bonnie, you have not seen any sort of change of position?
Nothing substantial.
Right, so she probably still supports various different government regulations, just like conservatives do, by the way. Very few conservatives are calling for the abolishment of federal gun laws.
Yep.
They're just saying, oh, well, we don't need more gun laws.
Right.
But they're fine with the existing 20,000 or whatever.
No, they're not interested in moving the Overton window.
They don't want to abolish the ATF. They don't want to restrict, you know, the FBI. It's all a bunch of hot air.
They're clowns.
She is a politician, so you can consider this a bunch of hot air as well.
I just want to know what makes these politician types tick. Like, why is she moving, like, I don't know what the words I'm looking for, but she's going back on anything she was so certain of just 10 minutes ago.
And she feels like she can get something out of this, right? She thinks she's going to get... In recent years, she's had support from the right on certain issues.
She spoke at Revolution, which is a conference that Young Americans for Liberty hosts every year in Florida with Ron Paul as a speaker, and she spoke there this year. I was like,
even though she's not a libertarian.
No. Right.
But she panders to these alternative parties like the Libertarians. She tries to get the... Like, there were some Libertarians. Reed couldn't make it tonight, Reed Coverdale. He campaigned for her in 2016, I believe it was. Now, he's no longer a fan of hers because he's sort of evolved personally since that time, but she's cast her spell on a lot of...
Libertarian men.
Libertarian men.
She's pretty.
For a politician, she's unusually good-looking for a politician.
Yeah, but if that's what you got, what else? I mean, I need more than that.
Yeah.
At every turn, I need more than that.
I think the prettiest politician in the United States right now is... I can't remember her name all of a sudden, but she is from where my friend is from in the most southern part of Texas. And lots of Libertarians are, like, fanboying over her, too.
Is she, like, a national politician or something?
No, she's, like, a state rep from Brownsville, Texas.
Okay.
I can't remember her name. She's the one that Nancy Pelosi, like, pushed away her child to get in a better position for the picture.
I heard about this, yeah.
I think her first name is Maria, but, yeah, I can't remember her last name now.
Well, I hope she gets out of politics so she can save her beauty because it will likely be sucked away by... You know, her soul will leave her body because she's doing politics for too long.
Yeah, like that lady that's running in New Hampshire. What's her name, Ian?
Maggie Hassan?
No, Leavitt. Carolyn Leavitt.
Yeah.
She's supposed to be supposedly younger than me. And she looks...
She looks 35.
48.
40, yeah.
48.
All right, so I want to just finish her statement because, you know, she deserves some credit for leaving the Democratic Party and calling out the warmongers, even though she's, you know, a decade too late or whatever.
She was in the military.
She says they divide us by radicalizing every issue and stoke anti-white racism, actively work to undermine our God-given freedoms, are hostile to people of faith and spirituality, demonize the police, and protect criminals at the... That's not true, by the way. Joe Biden loves himself the cops. He was saying during the campaign that the police need to have a bigger budget, not have budget cuts.
Let's... How can you talk about our God-given rights in the same sentence as you know... support the police.
Because you're a conservative.
That's or a liar.
Conservatives
do liars
all
do.
The time. Conservatives love to talk about God and rights and then
cops.
Yeah, worship at the altar of the police. And she says they protect criminals at the expense of law-abiding Americans, believe in open borders, weaponize the national security state to go after political opponents, and above all, dragging us ever closer to nuclear war.
And if you think that means she's becoming libertarian at all, just...
No way.
You know, just throw in your hat. You're not a libertarian. Just go be a conservative like you really are. Stop pretending that you're something maybe that looks more cool, but you kind of feel like you fit in. No, you're a conservative if you believe in closed borders, pro-cops. I can't remember
what else. Some of our best and brightest have had one-on-ones with Tulsi Gabbard and gotten absolutely nowhere with her speaking in very libertarian form. And nothing she says or does from here on out can be believed.
She has no principles.
Like most politicians,
she's in it for Tulsi.
You're right.
She wants to promote her brand, and she thinks she's going to get a better shot at winning some sort of primary or position if she cozies up to the right. Now, she hasn't yet announced that she's joining the Republicans. She's just pounding the drum of leaving the Democrats, getting some media coverage.
Which I guess is fine, whatever.
We'll see. We'll see what she does.
It'll be news for next month.
Yeah. Out of time for tonight. You can join us online between now and tomorrow, anytime, at freetalklive.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.